get their scripture, they meditate on their scriptures all week and come, if they get it right, they get their prizes. But if they don't get it right, they don't get their prizes, because we don't reward for that not studying your scripture. Right? So these kids are excited to get in there and tell their scriptures. Hallelujah. Well, that is purpose. That's purpose driven. How many knows every one of us need to have purpose? We need to be purpose driven. And those kids, and the youth. The youth are not back there, you know, they're learning the Word of God. Hallelujah. They're actually given opportunities to bring the Word of God in the youth. We're giving them those that feel like they're ministers or whatever, or we see it, they're given opportunities to preach. Hallelujah. But if I was going to title the sermon this morning, since everybody's believing, in a place of expectation, it would be Keep the Faith. But God keeps speaking to me. Mac, he made a statement, you know, about the Lamb's Book of Life. He said it two or three times. His name's written in the Lamb's. He's glad his name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And every time I go to even try to study or pray, I think about the Lamb's Book of Life. How many knows who puts our name in that book? God. God's the one that writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Well, in order for God to be able to write our name in that book, the only way is through Jesus. To surrender our life to the sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. That's the only, see, good works don't get your name in there. Going to church don't get your name in there. You know, praying don't get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Good work, giving money, don't do it. That's not what does it. It's a surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our life. That finished work of Calvary, as surrender of our will, then God writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. So if you're not sure if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life or not, well then surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. You can do it here. You can do it in your bed. You can do it on your knee. You can do it in the bathroom, wherever you're at. You can surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Because put that scripture up there, Beth, that Revelation. There's a lot on up through there, but it talks about seven heads, 10 horns, and all of that. And it says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell, look at what it said, Jesus wrote this. He said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, talking about Satan, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And God, I meditated on it, and God said, he said, you can think that you would not serve the beast if you're not surrendered to Jesus. He said, but he's given power. He's given power over nations and tongues and peoples. I'm on a job the other day, and this guy's excited. He's 20-something years old, and he's bought him $300 or $400 boombox speakers, just speakers. And so we're in this big place, and there's been challenges going on all week, and on my job, you know, and it's the last day, and trying to finish up, and he's turned his speakers in there, and he's playing country and different things, But I'm sitting there and it is so irritating me. I can't even hear my guys talk. Give me this or give me that, you know. And that's trying to draw my mind. I felt really, because look, I quit listening to secular music 30 years ago. Secular music drove my emotions and all of that back under when I was an unchristian. It drove how I felt and different things and all of that. And I've tried to listen to a little bit of it, you know. I'm not saying it's sin or nothing, you know, but I tried to listen to a little of it, and it tries to carry me back to my old man. How I was, the drugs, the way I felt, and the bars, the partying, you know, all of that stuff. So I quit listening to it, and it normally don't bother me, but he had it cranked up to where you couldn't drown it out. And so I looked at Travis and I said, I could do without that garbage. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why am I feeling like that? Because that's grieving my spirit. That's grieving me. That's grieving who I really am. I sat there and I wanted to start singing the song. And when I wanted to start singing that song, I got up and I just marched my little self across that big building. And I went in there and there's a bunch of them working out there and Hispanics, and they're looking at each other. I don't think they can hear cut it 3.5 inches. I think they might be having to write it down because they're right at it. So I looked at it, I got to the speakers and I turned the speakers into them. And they're looking at me like it's already loud enough. And I'm like, well, turn it down. Y'all can have all this music. Well, the owner seen it, you know, of the young boy. He come over and turned it down. I like, praise God. And I walked off, you know, and I thought to myself, I thought how that was affecting me in about 30 minutes. My faith. Keep the faith. See, I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. You're in this world, but you're not of it. And we're not going to worship that beast. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we have power over Him that's been given power over. See, there's an anointing on songs. There's an anointing, dark side anointing on music. They've been given, there's an anointing on that stuff. That's why it don't feed me. It won't feed you. Secular music won't feed you. It won't feed your spirit. But that good, I surrender all, your goodness is running after me. That'll feed you. That'll feed you. I get around people, they want to complain and complain and complain, and I try not to be rude because I'll walk away because I'll be like, I'm not a garbage dumpster. I'm not just going to hear this and hear this and hear this. Have faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Well, how's fear, doubt, anger, and all that? Hearing. But we're not going to worship this beast. We're not going to bow down to him. But everybody, that's why we preach the gospel. That's why we try to get our kids saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. They don't get born again, they going to worship him. They're going to bow down to him. He's coming with great signs and wonders and power. They're going to say, how is it that this is such a great thing? He's going to heal. One was wounded and healed. See, true deception. But God's bringing the truth in this last hour. This last hour of revival. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. But I'm like Teresa, you know, I feel like it's soon and I'm longing to go. I'm longing for Him to come. Come, Lord Jesus. Now back under a few years ago, I've been like, don't come right now. I want to finish my garden up because my maters will go to waste. I like gardening. I stand in my anointed garden. I'm anointed with that garden. I like it. Some people, He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Travis and them working so fast. Travis and them, they want to get home while they're leaving, going to work. As they're leaving, they're wanting to get home. You know, and they're working so fast. One day, and I told them, I said, look, man, I said, God said, y'all got to slow down a little bit. I said, because the Bible says I'm supposed to be enjoying the works of my hands, and I'm going so fast I can't enjoy it. I mean, no, you're supposed to be enjoying life. Enjoying your kids, enjoying, but see that Prince of Peace. If we leave it up to people, we will always be sad and miserable and disappointed. But if we're feeding off letting the Holy Spirit give us what we need to eat spiritually and feed on by our mind stayed on Him, not religiously. I don't have to keep my mind on the Lord all day long. I want to. Because I read in the scripture where it says he'll keep them in perfect peace whose minds have stayed on me because they trust me. Because they trust in me. You know, give me that first scripture, Beth. That's all I'm going to say about that. The thief cometh not, and we know he's talking about Satan, but to steal, to kill, destroy. But Jesus said, this is in red letters, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The other day, we was doing the party. We praying. We believing that we're led at every get-together. Y'all guys are going to come. Everybody that wants to come, we're going to have a church gathering. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to have fun, and we're going to barbecue, and we're going to eat. And because we feel like God did that, and we're going to use it for people. I was down here one day, and I was working at the church. It's been about 10, 12 years ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to listen to some preaching. So I put it on there, and it was coming out of the loudspeakers. And I put on a sermon by a minister, and it was called Excellence of Ministry. And I thought, nah, I don't know how to do that because I'm going to have to reach for excellence if I listen to that. Well, I listened to it anyhow. You know, and so one of the things he said, if you want the anointing, he said, if you want the mind and heart of God, he said, then you meet the needs of people. How many knows that's what he did through Jesus? He met our need. We were spiritually bankrupt. There was no salvation. There was just covering for sins, sacrifices made to cover sins and all of that. How many knows Jesus went and preached in hell? I believe they accepted Jesus. I don't know, but he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Death has no victory over you. I don't fear dying. The Bible says to see, that gives me joy because I'm 58 now. I'm still a young man. But I built this retaining wall, and the guy was at the birthday party, and he looked at me and he said, did Travis help you? Because it's big old cross ties, and I built this big old wall, you know. And I said, no, I done it by myself. He said, Travis didn't help you. He said, you're going to have to be careful. He said, you've had open heart surgery. I didn't. This body did. You are not your body. You're not. Your body wants to dictate to you how you feel, how you live, and what happens. But you live by faith in Jesus Christ. You live by faith. And I told him, I said, oh, I said, it wasn't hard at all. He said, how did you get on? I said, I got a mini X. I said, I didn't need no help. I got equipment. I said, so, you know, I work harder, smarter, not harder. I said, I enjoyed this wall. I went over there, picked one up, swung it around, went over there, set it down. Went over there, picked another one up. Boy, I mean, I was just enjoying myself, built the whole wall. But you know what? I told the Lord while I was doing it, I said, thank you, Lord. You give me all things richly so I can enjoy my future. Yeah. Hallelujah. Whatever you have need of, God already knows it. He said, we have not because we ask not, or we ask amiss, outside of faith. Right. See, but we get in the script. The word, I looked this up one time. A preacher told me, I said, what does that mean, abundant? He said, well, you know, it means spiritual stuff. I said, it does. He said, yeah. Well, I finally, somebody told me, you need to get a Strong's Concordance. And I thought, nah, all I need is the King James. I didn't know that Jesus didn't speak English. Did you? Jesus did not speak English. I was shocked when I found out he wasn't white. I was like, no, it can't be. He's white. He's got to be white. He was a Samaritan. He was not white. He looked like Johnny. Johnny, he looks like a Samaritan. All he needs is long hair. He can't get it now. He can't look like Jesus. Jew, yeah. You're a Jew. He's king of the Jews. Anyhow, he wasn't white, right? That shocked me. You know why? I was religious. But I found out that Jesus, and then I'm reading in the Bible, and he says, I am spirit, and I am life. I am not black or white. I'm God. And those that worship me don't worship an image of a white God, black God, yellow God, right? That's why we all worship Him out of our spirit, by the Holy Spirit, past our intellectual mind, and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and He leads us to an abundant life. So I got me a Strong's Concordance, because I found out that Jesus spoke Hebrew and Greek, and I thought, this is the original meaning of these words that's in this King James. It was translated into English so me and you could read it. So I thought, well, I'm going to see what that word means. That word abundant that Jesus died on that cross and took everything from me and you means to the full, till you overflow, nothing broken, nothing missing. Abundance, not spiritually. See, before I got saved, I was bankrupt spiritually. I was dead, spiritually dead. The minute I got born again down there, I became rich spiritually. Jesus came on the inside of me. I was rich spiritually. God, give me that revelation. He said, this abundant life means spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit man, your soulish realm, your body, your mind, your will, your emotions. He said, that's why the Holy Spirit, he told me in Joshua 1:8, according to what he was telling Joshua. He said, you take the words that I give Moses, he said, and you meditate on them day and night. He said, then you will make your way prosperous. And God stopped me. And I stopped and I said, God, it didn't say you would make Joshua prosperous. You said if he would meditate on the word that you give Moses, then day and night, that he would make his way prosperous. I said, Lord, it don't say you. How come it don't say you? And he said, because I was with him. He said, now I'm in you. I'm not just with you, I am in you. Well, Scripture bears it out. Christ in me and you, the hope of glory. Right? Greater is he that is in me and you than he that is in this world. Well, when I had the open heart surgery, I didn't know how weak I was. I didn't know a toll had been took on my body like that. My body couldn't catch up with me because I'd been feeding on God's Word so long that by His stripes I'm healed. Somebody told me, well, if by His stripes you healed, you wouldn't have had to have that. I said, no, they told me to quit eating hog. I said, it was hard for me to believe 1 Peter 2:24 and eat hog. I said, now I took the scripture out of there. You know, I got a new bloodline. I said, the blood of Jesus. I got a new lineage. How many knows the Bible says you are a new creature? You are not the one you used to be before you got born again. You are a new creation. You are a born again. Now you're alive unto God. You're not without God. You're not without hope. You're not without healing. You're not without supply. Amen. But you got to believe God. Yeah. Give me another scripture, man, please. Satan, he'll steal from you. He'll steal your joy. If you yield it to him, he'll steal your peace. I mean, on that whole job, nothing went right, and I've learned because I've learned to trust God. And I told Travis, I said, and I'm going, leaving, but got a lot going on. And he said, man, this is not good. They left off half of my load of doors, and I done paid cash for them, paid up front a long time ago. And it looked like this is terrible. This is throwing everything off. Everybody. And so, but I told Travis, I said, I'm believing God by Friday we will finish this. I wasn't speaking some spiritual junk, unspiritual junk. I meant what I was saying. I done turned to the Lord and said, God, according to Romans 8:28, you work all things together for my good because I'm trusting you. And I'm called according to your purpose. No weapons formed against me will prosper. Then what are you doing? You're keeping the faith. Well, your body tells you and the world tells you. I mean, that's why I don't go to Jack's and sit around with all the seniors down there. They asked me, said, you want senior coffee? I said, absolutely not. I'm going to pay for somebody else's. I don't need a discount. But God, I'm blessed. I told one of them one day, and I said, I'm not going to just have to live off of Social Security. God, what kind of work? I said, I've got heavenly supply. Bless God, my supply comes from Jesus. Comes from the Lord, hallelujah. And I'm not broke. That's what I told him on the phone. I said, I'm a rich man, but you're not going to rob me with a $1,000 phone. Right? And then you heard the story of what happened in Walmart. I told them I didn't cancel the whole contract because Teresa's got me on hers. But my name's on it, I guess. So I thought, well, I'll just cancel the whole contract. You know, because the cheapest phone they had was $900. We make easy payments. I said, I don't need payments. I got money in my wallet and pay cash for that phone. I said, but I'm not paying that. I said, any of y'all got any phones that y'all pay, making payments on the other ones and you got one discontinued here? That's the one I want. Because y'all done paid the $900 for it and I'll get it for nothing. I said, okay. I said, it's all good. I said, I'm going right over here to Walmart to straight talk. I said, I'm going to see what happens over there. I said, and I hope I hadn't made you upset because if I have to come back over here, is it going to be okay? Right. You're going to let me get a phone while I'm in here. Oh, yes, yes. I said, okay, well, listen to me. You walk in authority. I wasn't mean. I wasn't rude. I was just being real in faith. I'm not a beggar. You're not a beggar. You are not a beggar. You don't go to the bank wondering if you can get it if God's told you to go to the bank. You go to the bank and you walk in there and say, I want this. How much is your payments? What's the interest on it? And then they say no. Say, well, Jesus said I could have it. I'm going to another bank. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed this money. They don't like you. They want your money. So they're in competition for you. Boy, y'all quiet. Do I need to jump on another track? No, I'm not going down the wrong track. The Lord said that you are kings and priests unto God. The Bible says you are the head, not the tail. Right? The Bible says you lend and not borrow. And I told somebody the other day, I said, I believed God for 30 years, and I've not believed God just to meet my needs. I believed Him just to meet my needs, and then I found out that you could come to more than enough in the Bible. So I started believing God to increase me more and more. I'm going to show you Scripture where He says He would. It says, the Lord has been mindful of us. His mind's been on you. His mind... I mean, when we're out there and we're trying to make things happen. I mean, look, I told Teresa I got oppressed one time. They told me, one of my brothers told me they're going to give you a heart pillow. He said, it'll be your best friend. It'll be your best friend. I didn't really know what he's talking about. You're going to cough and it's going to hurt and you're going to hold that pillow tight and whatever, you know, and all that. And so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I said, and I'm not gonna depend on a pillow when I'm depending on you. I'm not gonna need a pillow. Why? Because the Bible says in Isaiah that our health will spring forth speedily. Now we gotta lay hold of that. We gotta say, that's me, Lord. Your word says it, that's me. I'm believing the older I get, the stronger spiritually I get, and the more that my body's going to function to my spirit. There's an anointing for 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Caleb then was 80, and God had told him 40 years earlier, God had told him, I'm gonna take you to this land, I'm going to give you this mountain. 80 years old, he tells God, when they get over to Canaan land, give me the mountain. 80. He was 80. But he says here, he's mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that reverence the Lord, both small and great. If you ain't got nothing or you got millions, right there you are. He didn't leave nobody out. He said, he will what? bless, increase, multiply, supply. A lot in that word. I will do all of that to those that reverent. Fear don't mean you're scared of God. I'm not scared of God. I know God loves me. I know God's got His mind is on me and my best interest. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, and I am going to increase spiritually. My marriage is getting better. 42 years. You know, your marriage might need fixing after 40 years. You've been living with them 40 years. Right? Got to have some strength after 40 years. And some of y'all women, I wouldn't have a man telling me what to do. Oh my God. You was made for man. Right? I'm not talking about you, Doris. Some people can't have a man because they got a chihuahua. They don't like chihuahuas. Busted your whole future. A chihuahua! Man, give us some rat poison every now and then. I'm just kidding. Don't kill the dog for the husband. But the dog's going to die. Praise the Lord. I got to change my thinking. Because Teresa, well, I wouldn't want you to be alone and all of that stuff. And I'm like, no, it'd be good. You know, I got them grandkids out there, but God. I said, I'm not going to marry somebody that's got 18 kids and then 40-something grandkids. That would be terrible. Just imagine that. I'm 58. If something happens, I'm going to keep her alive a long time. We're going to live till Jesus comes back and leave here together. Amen. We were going to jump off Palisades Park before we got saved together and die together. We might as well live all the way together, right? Right. We flipped that thing around in Jesus' name. Now, but God, we're going together. When He comes and sends them angels, we're going together. So I'm not going to go through that. Hallelujah. Because I thought I would not go through that. See, if God wanted me to go through that, He might want my descendants to be like Abraham. Or yours, Johnny. Maybe not. That would be terrible in the natural. But he only had one kid. Praise the Lord. See, he said, I will bless. The Lord shall increase you. He's going to increase your health, Tammy. He's going to increase your health. Increase your health. Increase your health. He's going to increase your health. He said He'll increase you more and more, you and your kids. But God, I've been standing on this scripture because it didn't look like it with that one, especially when he got married. He's on his own, making his own choices. He reminded me of Aiden. Aiden's his little boy. He's 7. But he was about 2.5, maybe 1.5, 2. And I mean, he's getting into stuff. I told Teresa, I said, uh-oh. She said, what is it? I said, this is not good. I said, he's thinking on his own now. He's making his own choices now. Little Aiden. It was good when he's in the bassinet. He can't move. He's laying there trying to learn how to crawl. That's easy street. That's easy street. He ain't no trouble at all. Throw a pacifier in there. And then before you know it, smack, get off that TV. You're not going to mess with that TV. He started thinking on his own. Travis did too. Ain't nobody, I'll tell you right now, ain't nobody telling me nothing. You know, it's a country song, ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. Boy, if I listened to that, I'd be rebellious. I'd rebel against God probably if I listened to that, but God ain't telling me nothing. Get that in your heart and see. Husband say something to y'all. Don't tell me. I'm sticking to that story. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. Teresa tells me stuff to all the time. I get mad and then get over it and do it. You just get mad, spin off, come back and do it. I just told off on myself. Now she knows. She knew it already. I just get mad right quick, spin off, come back, do whatever she says. Just do it. Happy wife, happy life. Right? then she go to, after I do that, I'm like, that's better than whooping her. That's better than whooping her. Because I believe I could whoop her now. I used to probably couldn't, but I believe I could spank her now. She got a little slower now. Praise God. But he said he'll increase you more. Now Travis, he gets married. Oh, Beth, she was a Christian. And then she's telling him, y'all were all going to hell. Y'all going to hell. He's making his own choices. Y'all going to hell, whatever they were doing. I don't even want to know. It's bad anyways. For Beth to say you're going to hell, she ain't ever said nothing like that to nobody. But it's so bad, go to hell, you know. But you know what? He was one miserable teenager. Why? Because I stood on this scripture right here for him. Right there. Lord, you said you would increase me and my kids. Your word says that, Lord, I reverence you. I walk with you. So that's what you got to do with your kids. They might look a little wayward. They might be, but you stand on the word of God. See, you're believing to see God's goodness. He's a good God. Your goodness is coming after me, right? It's coming on your kids. It's coming on what the devil meant for their bad. The anointing comes in because of your faith and your stand on the word of God and begins to break and destroy those yokes that's got them bound. Hallelujah. That's what happened to him. Guy pulls up in the yard, he's 15 years old. He says, well, you know, he's talking about Travis, teenager. And, you know, yeah, you know, they're going to sow their wild oats. I said, what Bible you got? I said, what Bible you got? I use King James. I said, well, that's not what mine says. Yours is NIV or something? No, mine's the King James. I said, no, it said for me to train him up the way that he should go. And even when he's old, he won't depart. It don't say nothing about they're going to go and they'll come back. So my faith wouldn't let him go. I wouldn't believe that lie. Jesus said, if you keep my words, right? He is that loved me. Well, because I love the Lord, I wouldn't turn away from the word of God. And it brought him, and now he's leading worship and got his kids in the house of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was miserable. Can't go out there and party after you've met Jesus. Right. He just messes up partying. I smoked a joint one time, you know, we going to church and stuff. I went out there and smoked a joint. I told the guy, he said, man, don't go buy that, man. You're blessed. I said, don't preach to me. I said, I'm asking you to go buy me a quarter pot and I'm going to give you all of it. I just want a nickel out of it. Just, man, just keep your mouth shut. Okay, man, I'm reluctantly. I said, you either do it or I'll get somebody else. I could have went myself. I know where they're all at. I used to buy it from them, right? Well, I'm out there in the shed, you know, and got me a six-pack of Budweiser, got me a beer, smoked that joint, and I thought, this pot not good, you know. Something's wrong with it. But the other guy, he had smoked one, he's stoned. And I thought, no, it's not that. All of a sudden, I realized it was the presence of God in my life. All these things can't affect you when you're living under the anointing. Right. They can't affect you like the devil can't do nothing with the anointing. Right. He can't do nothing. And your faith keeps you in the anointing. Well, you know what? I sat there and I told God, I said, God, won't you let me go? Just let me go. And when he did, I was stoned. Didn't smoke no more. I was stoned. God. Well, I went that night and all I could think, you're going to hell. You're going, I'm laying there to bed. I'm like, man, I'm tripping. I know how it is. You trip when you're on marijuana. You're usually looking for the cops to pull up, you know. But this time I'm like, man, I'm going to hell. And I was tormented. How many knows fear has tormented? Well, that next morning I went off to sleep and I hit the ground on my knees and I repented. And I said, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to worship that beast. Hallelujah. So keep the faith. The only way you're going to do that, you're going to have to shut out the world and its influences in your mind. And you're going to have to focus yourself on the things of God, what he says about you. He'll increase you more and more. You are blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I didn't write that. God did. You know, and I've had people say, I know Fat Cat Scott, he got plenty of money, blah, 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 blah. They don't know what I've give. They don't know what I've sowed. They don't know how long I've been believing God. You think everybody, that little 27-year-old said, I made $115,000 last year. I patted him on the shoulder. I said, you go, boy, you're 27. But he wasn't expecting me to say that. He was expecting me to say, that's too much money. I tell Travis that, you make too much money to be for your age. Half it with me. Whatever you make, half it with me. You know? But you know what? If you sow and listen to the Holy Spirit, you'll sow and you'll begin to reap. I got a harvest in the spirit realm coming up all the time because I'm a seed sower all the time. Everywhere I go, I'm sowing seeds. I'm giving, but I'm standing on God's word. You said give. I don't just do it in church. I give more outside the church than I do in the church. But it's because I know that when I plow my, when I get my garden ready and I put them seeds in there, I know that if I put seed in the ground that I will get a harvest. And then once it comes up, morning glories and all them weeds and stuff, you got to keep them out because they suck the nutrients from your fruit. But your plant bearing fruit, how many knows? Our heart is a garden. It's ground. And the Word of God we put in our heart, Bible says, and it says for us to guard our hearts, for out of it flows the issues of life. We put the Word of God in, then here comes the world and the world's influence trying to get, them are the weeds, the morning glories, them are a lack of water and all of that. The Bible says if you will water others, you will be watered. Be encouraging to others. Matthew 5:5, it says, blessed is the peacemaker. I made up my mind. I was the troublemaker in my family a lot of times, some of them. But after I got born again, I thought I'm going to be a peacemaker. Because the Bible says blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed. Prosperous is the peacemaker. So you begin to be the peacemaker, you begin to prosper. Hallelujah. So you got to keep the faith. I'm telling you, we're in a time where the Holy Spirit is moving and drawing. Hallelujah. I felt the presence of the Lord like Tammy did. And see, you know what? We're out here. We told the Lord, Lord, don't let us be known by our good preaching, our fine singing, our fancy instruments. Lord, let us be known there because of your anointing, your presence on the teaching and on the preaching, on the ministry, on the music. Your presence. Because when the presence of the Lord is in a place, a building here or anywhere else, there is liberty. There's freedom. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I just want to encourage you, you know, believe God. Believe God this right here. Tell the Lord, I'm blessed. I'm blessed by you which made heaven and earth. He says the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he's given to me and you. He's given this earth to me and you to prosper in, to subdue and replenish and prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditation's what will cause you to be prosperous. That's what God told me. He said, if you'll meditate on my Word and believe what my Word said and don't believe based on people's experience or your experience, believe the Word of God, he said, you will make your way prosperous. He said, because I'm already with you, praise God. And he is you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you.